This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back, folks. There was a recent article in NOLA.com. Stephanie Regal covered the story talking about Metairie Towers is going up for sale again. The developer has run into some issues. This particular piece of property is incredibly important to the economic viability of Old Metairie and throughout the East Bank of Metairie. It's a large piece of property, 4.5 acres. I think there were over 100 units that were over 200 units in the original structure. And it's important that we get this back into the stream of commerce. And here to talk to us about it is Paul Richard, NAI Ladder and Bloom Commercial Investments and Advisory Services. Paul's been around a long time. He's seen projects like this come and go. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hello, Noel. Good to be with you.
So Paul, we find out that the developer says that he probably did not have the financial oomph to get this project to the business, to the finish line, excuse me. But more importantly, he said banks and lenders are more conservative now and they're really holding back their powder. Or is this just a combination of a bunch of different things at this point? Your thoughts?
I think it's a combination of a bunch of things, but I saw the article. He is correct. I mean, the banks are all about managed risk at the moment. And I think when they looked at this particular project, the cost to sales ratio seemed to be out of whack. And I think they thought this one had more risk than they would be willing to take on at this point in time. Not unusual for this market, for sure. But this is clearly a good project in a great area.
Yeah, there's not many like this, right? I mean, you're right on Metairie Road. You're in the heart of Old Metairie, some of the highest priced property throughout the metropolitan area. One would think that all of the granular ingredients were there to reach a successful conclusion.
Yeah, well, there are two things really impacting the market. Let me first say that demand is not an issue on this particular project. There is tremendous demand. I think it's all about market positioning. So there was originally 219 units, and it dropped down to 160. There were 7 floors, and he was going to add an additional floors. And his whole market position was luxury condominiums. And when you look at the prices per square foot for those condominiums, really compared to what you see in Old Metairie at the moment, I guess the market didn't think that it could hit those numbers, or the lender thought that it couldn't hit those numbers such that it would be something that would be fundable. So I think that's really the big issue with his positioning on this project. The other thing I might add is it unique to that building, the floors are only 8 feet high. So a big part of the redevelopment was trying to deal with low floor heights. And if you're going to spend that kind of money for a luxury condominium, that could become an issue.
Would that property be better suited as apartments?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question. When we looked at the property when it first came up for sale, it just seemed like that property had a propensity toward senior apartments. Because if you recall, before the hurricane damage, a big part of majority of the tenants in the property were seniors. In fact, those were all condominiums, but there were a percentage of those that were for rent. And I do think that if you brought them back either as apartments or as condominiums with an orientation towards seniors, I think it would be a very successful project. The challenge, of course, is when he bought the project, he paid $24.5 million for the property. So when you add luxury renovation to the project, it became a very expensive project. So I think the auction, and most auctions do, will essentially find its price on this particular property at this point in time. But it is well positioned for redevelopment because all the interior demolition has occurred. Everything's in place. It's an economic development district. Tax abatement is possible. So someone could step in and pick this project up pretty quickly if they intended to use his design for development.
So, but what changes, you know, for folks? I mean, the risk tolerance from the lenders is there. We're talking about VC money, you know, some other source of revenue to finance this project?
Well, you know, Newell, it is what it is. And it really, it's going to depend on the profile of either your condominium tenant or your apartment tenant. I think there's a huge market, certainly, for apartments in Old Metairie. There just aren't many, and particularly aren't many that have been newly redeveloped. So I think what has to change probably is what you pay for it first, and then how you position your redevelopment cost to reach a point where it's feasible from a market standpoint. I mean, the banks are looking hard at every deal today, and it's just the temper of the marketplace.
Are there potential reverberations in the market as a result of this happenstance?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it wasn't brought to market per se. It never reached the market, so it has not impacted the market. I think if there's any reverberations, it would be opening it up to another pool of investors / developers that will take a look at this project with new eyes and a new lens for the market. This is probably one of the best opportunities. Sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was saying this is probably one of the single best opportunities if positioned appropriately and you have your financing in order and you target the market that you think is appropriate for this redevelopment.
Yeah. Is this one of those kind of tug of wars between zoning and developer where actually if you added another 100 units to this thing, it puts it in a whole different sphere or perspective?
Yes, I think so. I mean, he did have the approvals to add an additional floor, but he didn't add that many units. In fact, he reduced densities from 219 to 160 units, and that was more to add more twos and threes two and three bedrooms as opposed to all one bedrooms. So I think he was on target in terms of increasing the availability of two bedrooms and three bedrooms, and opened it up to a much broader market than to a one bedroom user, whether it's an apartment or a condominium. So I think he was on the right track, but I don't think there's a tug of war with zoning. I think he already had 219. I'm not sure you could add many more units just given the ratio of land to building. So I think the ratio now accommodates all of the parking needs for either the original 219 or for his proposed 160 units.
Putting my old tax collector hat on, this created a void, right, when this property fell out of commerce.
No question. No question.
And it was disastrous for a number of owners in that facility, right?
Yes. The hurricane damage was severe. There was some water penetration, and there were a lot of displaced condominium owners there. And that certainly left a bad taste in the mouths of those folks who own those units. I'm not sure all of them recovered in terms of what they had invested in those units. So if there was a reverberation, it was really the loss on behalf of then condominium owners. But I think if you bring, whether it's apartments or condominiums, it's still going to generate a substantial amount of taxes, for property taxes for the parish.
Yeah. I noticed that the opening bid is pretty low, $10 million on this property. Is there
a
strategy to that? Yeah.
Yeah. In the auction format, you always start low, and you hope that you have a pool of investors that will ramp that up. I don't know if he'll hit the 24.5, but I think he'll come close because everyone is staring down on what it would cost to redevelop. When you add that to the cost to acquire the property as is, so I can assure you anybody that is participating in this auction has sharpened their pencil because essentially you've got 60 days to close. So you need to know what you're doing and what you're going to do with that property if you're going to step up and bid on this particular property.
A lot of chatter about this opportunity, Paul?
Yes, there's a lot of chatter. I think most chatter that I've heard is just where value will fall or land. When it first came on the market, there was a lot of chatter, and more folks thought that the price he paid was substantial. But of course, he was a luxury apartment / condominium. He was originally it was his apartments, and then he converted to condominiums in terms of his development model. So yes, the chatter is, if I had to do condominiums or do apartments, what can I afford? What can the development afford to pay for the land and building as is? Given where these numbers might fall, it might be a little harder to make it work as apartments. You may have to go the condominium route to recapture the cost to build.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This wouldn't fall into the category of a great piece of property burdened with a building on it.
It could. I mean, again, it's going to depend greatly on how the development group sees the property. I know originally when it first came on the market, there was a tremendous amount of chatter about it would just be easier just to demolish the building and start over, just given the existing conditions with the building, particularly the low ceiling heights. I think Mr. Schaffenberg, when he bought the property, he had a development model for luxury apartments and then condos. So I think he was on the right track. I clearly think he was on the right track. I think what happened is his development model collided with the expectations in the banking and funding community currently.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame, obviously, because projects like this create a lot of momentum, right? And you've seen that Metairie Road corridor just continue to improve. Property values go up. More retail opportunities there. Sales, and sales tax numbers increasing. It's been really, a strong positive. And interestingly, right now, you probably have as much property for sale on Metairie Road as you've ever had, which is kind of an interesting dynamic, too. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, we are basically land poor on Metairie Road. So anything that's coming on the market right now is positioned at a very high price. I mean, we're starting to see some of the land prices per square foot as well as lease prices per square foot approximate what you find on Veterans. So it's a very high demand corridor. I don't see anything that's impeding the increase in pricing. But I think we are reaching a point where you have to have the financial bandwidth to do any kind of development. And then any kind of development that you do tends to lean toward luxury or high end. So if you look at Tana, the restaurant, or the Sedei building, or the old Metairie Commons building, some of the newer properties that have been built within the last 5 years are showing some of the highest lease prices per square foot for sure. And then your land prices have essentially gone through the roof.
Yeah. And one cannot argue that it's not the most convenient neighborhood in the metropolitan area. I mean, you can get anywhere from there really quick. I mean, you get spoiled fast once you move into that section, for sure.
Yep.
But it's going to be interesting. Do we know when? Go ahead. You go.
I was just going to say Bonneville Boulevard is essentially the spine of that entire area. Everything works out for Bonneville.
Do we know when the auction will be?
Yes. The auction is August 25th through the 27th. So it's a couple days. The minimum deposit amount is $50,000. So you got to be prepared. Like I was saying earlier, you got to be prepared to invest and to know what you're doing, because in 60 days or so, you're going to own that property if you win. You're the winning bidder.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us. I know I can always count on you. You always know the backstory, and we appreciate that and appreciate your expertise and your time. Have a great week, my friend.
Thanks, Noel. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Paul Richard, NAI, Latter & Blum Commercial Investments and Advisory Services. And when we return, folks, we'll visit with Danny Conwell, the owner of Felix's Restaurant, who is a plaintiff in the lawsuit against the city administration relative to the trash contract in the French Quarter. And there's only one way to describe all of this. It's a debacle. And we'll find out what Danny's thoughts are on this project when we return. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.